Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and today I am pleased to have Josh Tuning on the show. This is actually part one of a two-part episode with Josh because first part of the show, we talk about his experience as a personal trainer, some of the typical things he is very passionate about helping his clients with. And you'll see he's just a bundle of energy and very passionate about health, wellness, and fitness. And then in the second part of the show, we talk very specifically about Josh's recent journey, for lack of a better term, with testicular cancer, how he found out he had it, how the detection process went. And really, he's got quite an incredible story, but also insights for those of you that I might suspect that you have it or certainly want to pay attention to learn how you can be proactive in ongoing detection for yourself. So enjoy part one, and I encourage you to tune into part two of my interview with Josh Tuning. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and I am joined today by a dear friend and somebody who has made a tremendous impact on my life in so many ways. We'll get into that today. Josh Tuning. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Miss Kelly.
And y'all will pick up on this. Josh is a major downer. He's got zero energy. We're using him as a before example of somebody who is just a waste of life and completely unmotivating. And he's just depressing to talk to. Right, Josh? That's what people say about you.
Well, should I be an oxymoron and be excited about that intro?
All you need is like five seconds exposure. Yeah, 5 seconds exposure to Josh and suddenly you realize. And that's what's going to be great about this conversation is you can hear what a positive, high energy person, the individual this guy is. And he's a personal trainer who's just so dedicated and talented and knowledgeable. And he's incredibly motivating. But when you hear his backstory and what he's gone through, you're going to be amazed and very inspired. So before I give away the whole show, it's like I'm doing the whole movie, not just the trailer. Let's get started. I always like to, with my guests that are new to the show on here for the first time, to ask, you know, how did you get started in the fitness, health, and wellness space? You're a personal trainer, but, you know, when did you first, just on a personal level, start to get interested in, you know, hey, I want to be healthy. I want to be in shape. When was that for you and why?
Wow, that is such a loaded question. I think that when I got out of the Army in 2003, I did not know what I wanted to do. I didn't have much of a trade. I just knew that I was interested in computers. And when me and my wife moved back down to Florida from Fayetteville, North Carolina, I just started calling up family members and asked them if they knew if anyone was hiring. And I ended up going to working at a body shop detailing cars. And then I got hooked up with a local college here for computer crime investigation. I went through that entire program for 2 years and then realized, dang, I do not want to do this because I don't want to deal with the criminal aspect of human nature. And I randomly came across a friend that just got off of work and he was telling me about, you know, a client that he had walk for the first time since being hit by a drunk driver. And the way that he was describing the session with his client, I started crying because I was like, I don't know why I was crying because like I barely know this guy on a personal level, but like that story just absolutely spoke to my heart. And I did not know that personal training was an actual industry, a career. So I asked him, you know, how do I become a personal trainer? He just told me to get certified and that he would hire me as soon as I got certified. And that was kind of where the spark lit the flame, you know. So that was in 2004.
2004.
Yes, ma'am.
So, and can I ask, this has nothing to do with fitness, but did you like do, was it like CSI on that one job?
Actually, yeah. We would have to figure out what the, you know, we would get called into a home that was, suspected of either hacking or child pornography. And we would have to go in and take the computer, make sure that the computer wasn't tampered with and all the evidence wasn't tampered with, and that we would be like the person that was going through all of the hard drives and making sure that, you know, the evidence was secure, and we would be able to prosecute the person. And I don't want to be exposed to that stuff. Cause it's like, once you see something, you can't unsee it. It's like a smell. You can't unsmell it. You know what I'm saying? If it's not pleasant, I don't want it in my head. I'm like, nope. I got to protect my cranium. So like, nope, this ain't happening.
Today's FitFluential Radio episode is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people, including runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans, and many more. 56% of Health IQ customers save up to 33% on their life insurance policies, and these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Health IQ can save their customers this much because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. To get your free quote today, mention the promo code FITFLUENTIAL when you talk to a Health IQ agent.
It's funny because I've become newly addicted, you know, and I'm always late to the party on certain television shows, but I've become recently addicted to Homeland. Okay. And I just think of what people like that in those types of jobs and in the types of jobs you had back mm-hmm. then, what they mentally have to deal with and how strong they have to be. So, you know, snaps to all of those people. And that's not to say anything bad about you, Josh. I mean, that's a big part of, you know, that's a very broad topic that we'll be talking about with lots of guests on the show, which is, you know, how you design what you want your life to be like. Too many people don't. They just get into a job, whether it's after college or after high school, and they just go job to job thinking about, well, I have these skills, so what can I use to get another job with a little bit more money? And they never think. And for you, you realize that was not a positive, rewarding experience. So I commend you for, choosing to do what you want. That's something we really want to highlight on the show, is like, listen to the energy and the voice of people that have chosen to do what they love. Part of us doing this podcast is me figuring out, like, wow, once I started listening to podcasts and how much I was learning on the business side, that's what I want to do with FitFluential, to get people that need help, that need inspiration, that need motivation, that need education. This is our forum. This is how we can really use folks that have been there, done that, to reach the folks that need to be taught. So that's why I get so excited, and I'm going to get in trouble because I say that word a lot. I get so amped to share people like you and your story. So let's keep moving along. You became a trainer. So this was back in like 2004. So obviously you've been personal training for, several years. And you love it, right? Yes. What would you say, before we dive into your other story and your background, what would you say with clients that you work with? Well, first of all, do you work with more men or women, or is it skewed pretty half and half?
I actually work with more women.
Okay.
Women, definitely.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think men? Because we've had a lot of trainers on the show, and all of them tend to say the same thing. Like, I tend to work with more women. Do you think, I'm just curious, do you think more like men are more, I got this, they don't think they need a trainer?
I think women are more, they analyze themselves a lot more than when guys, they make connections a lot more than guys do. I think they look at their lifestyle, the way that they look at their lifestyle and the mechanics of their life. And then because they're in touch with their feelings more than men, they can feel that there's a connection between the way that they feel and the mechanics of their life. Then they're more prone to ask for help. And that's kind of like what I get from the ratio of men to women, is that they're more in tune with how they're feeling, way their lives are structured, and that they are more prone to ask for help than men. I think
that's of course, it's my opinion. I think that women men are more accepting of their body and who they, you know, what they look like, where women tend to be harder on themselves and set the bar very high, sometimes too high. Now, I know that you have ridiculous, great success, in that, and I mean that in a good way, with your personal training clients, and you're so... you're just insanely positive. I mean, folks, when you start following Josh on social media and you start watching, I mean, he's just getting started. You're going to see a lot from him in Fitfluential and on his own. He's like a jolt of Red Bull combined with 17 Starbucks espressos.
Man, people would think that that's not healthy. That's another oxymoron.
No shame in that game.
I'm a healthy dose of awesome, I hope.
Yeah. You're a healthy dose of extraordinary. But I mean, you're so real, and you're so, every time I see you, you'll be putting up like a snap or Instagram, and it'll be like 4:30 in the morning, and you're like, yep, I'm going to work. I've got clients. And you're fired up. How do you... stay, because we're going to talk about some of the significant challenges you've had with your health in your own life, but coming up. So I'm setting the stage for that. But how do you, Josh, you and I have been there for each other in picking each other up. We have a lot of heavy issues in our own lives that we've been dealing with. And mm-hmm. I've been there for you. You've been there for me in a huge way. How do you keep yourself where you don't let things get you down for a long time? How do you stay so up and positive and motivated for yourself, not just for leading by example? How do you do that?
I actually, it's kind of like a combination of don't screw it up today, because I know what it feels like to screw things up. Knowing that there's always somebody watching, and that there's always someone looking for inspiration. And especially it's like, when I was in the Army, they always say that false motivation is the only motivation. And it was like, if you're going through a tough time, you fake it till you make it, and then you lick your wounds after. But I kind of subscribe to the whole idea is like, if I'm hurting, if I'm suffering, whether it's getting up in the morning or, going through something, health related, then it's safe to say that I can ask for someone to encourage me, because someone's out there waiting for, someone to ask for them to encourage, another person. I don't know. It's hard to explain with that respect. Sorry, I just got a message on my laptop. I was like distracted. I just know what it feels like to be down, when it comes to health related stuff. So when it's like psychology related, when I'm dragging first thing in the morning, I just like, man, you know what? I got to listen to some Billy Idol, Dancing with Myself, really loud. I'm saying, like, I'll be dancing at the stoplight in my car, and I'm trying to wake my nervous system up, and I have to listen to some positive music, and that's basically what I do. And it sounds crazy, but that's how I roll.
Oh, it's not crazy. In fact, that's why we make sure, and we're going to do a lot more of these, on Fitfluential, is we've done a lot of posts up there and workouts with playlists, because, I think a fresh dose of new music, it's amazing. I had actually been down here in Austin for a while, and I hadn't, we've gone through a huge business transition, moving Fitfluential from Chicago to Austin, and just all kinds of related, drama with changing mm-hmm. banks and changing where your business is registered. I mean, it has been it's like being running 12 marathons back to back, where you're like, can I just take a rest here? And be like, no, keep going. So it has been exhausting. But it was funny. I went out for a walk because that's one of the things my doctor has me doing, is go for a walk. I have adrenal fatigue right now. And I can't do intense training, which is killing me emotionally. I'll just say that. But I went for a walk, and I put my headphones on, and I hadn't listened to music in a while. And when I put music on, and all of a sudden I had my workout playlist, I literally came back, and temporarily, while I'm looking for houses, I'm staying at Kevin and Stevie's house.
Okay.
And I came back in, and I told Stevie, I'm like, oh my God, I just got so fired up. I just listened to music. She's like, you need to listen to your music every day. So, for everybody that's listening, number one, that's going to be a tip. If you want to pick yourself up, get yourself fired up, it always works for me. If I'm in a bad mood, I'll do a YouTube dance break. And I'll put on it was like Brick House, whatever. I don't want to, I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. Some Bob Marley, whatever. Put that on the middle of the day. You're going to feel a lot better. But also notice what Josh said too, because we get a lot of newbies. And think about this, Josh, this is going to segue into my next question. Mm-hmm. It's the beginning of the year, 2017. You know, there's so many people that wait until, kind of like they wait till Monday, right? They're waiting to the beginning of the year. They've just binged and they've been diving into a lot of temptation over the holidays, and they feel slothy and lethargic and disgusting. I'm just using my own words about myself. Just kidding. But they're feeling a little low. They want to get healthy and whatnot. So a lot of them will write in, and they think when they look at a personal trainer, and a lot of the types of folks we've had on the show, you know, I'm looking at my Kathy Friedrich DVD that she just sent me. And I remember I used to think of Kathy and be like, she has it so easy. she just became this fitness person and it's so easy for her. She's just perfect. People do. They think that. Yeah. So I love that you're sharing, number one, that you're this somebody that we see on social, but you share this too. You know, you get down, you get unmotivated, and you just have found ways to pick yourself up, and you either reach out to a friend, or for you, something else that works is you put on some kick-ass music, and that's what picks you up. But it's not that, for those of you that are newbies listening, it's not that you become healthy and everything is easy. It's not that you become healthy or fit and you're a personal trainer and you don't ever fall off the wagon and have a, you know, binge weekend with pizza and beer and you don't move for 2 weeks and you've got to convince yourself like, well, I got to get back into it. Everybody has to keep themselves pumped up, ready to go. And is that something that you'd say, even though you've been training for all these years, Josh, that you still have to regularly do, is keep yourself on track and you simply, you know what works for you, whether it's reaching out or music or whatever. But do you get that with a lot of the women that you train? They think that you just have it easy because you're a trainer and you have no challenges?
Absolutely. I don't know where they get that from, because, I'd be the first one to tell them. It's kind of funny. Like, if I have somebody do an exercise that's really, really difficult for them, and they always go back to, oh, this shouldn't be difficult, because when a year ago I was able to, like, let's say a plank, like holding a plank on the floor, they can only do it for 30 seconds, but they used to be able to do it for 3 minutes. And it's constantly reminding them that where they are currently is not, it's just where they are. It's not good or bad. It's not measuring yourself as good or bad or healthy, unhealthy. It's just looking at it for what it is, instead of adding all these layers of emotions to it. Because when you do that, you just become paralyzed, because we want to feel good enough. We want to feel loved. We want to feel significant. And then when we start to condemn ourselves for not making progress, or we condemn ourselves for regressing, we almost are like, we're paralyzed to take action. We're more prone to take action if we're feeling like we are progressing, if we are significant, we are lovable, we are good enough, and we are getting stronger every single day. And it's like, I always tell people, like, you know, strive today to be better than yesterday and tomorrow better than today. If that's just one thing, and that one thing could be just a positive thought, not, you know, moving a home of belongings from, you know, Arizona to Texas. That's a big thing. That's like, that takes so much, like, mental capital and mental real estate and emotions and stuff. That takes a lot of stuff, a lot of resources to move that much stuff. But just taking inventory of your thought life and your emotions, and then if you're not positive about certain things, figure out why. What is causing me to not be that way? You know what I'm saying? So I struggle with that every single day. Like I know what it's like to, you know, struggle with that whole process of going from point A to point B. And it's like, there's so much space between point A and point B that sometimes I give up. And it, like, 3 months later, I'm like, oh man, I'm so tired. I'm tired of being tired. I got to go. And I use pain as leverage. I'm experiencing so much pain right now. I've got to change. Because if I don't, I don't want to live another moment in this lethargic, negative, you know, place that I'm at. I know what it's like to feel positive, to be, you know, be hungry for progress, be hungry to leave my old self behind, shed that skin like a snake would, you know what I'm saying? And it's awesome, but I have to acknowledge that it usually takes a few days, if not a week, to get the momentum started. And then you start feeling really good because the endorphins are starting to kick in and stuff like that. So reminding people that, you know, just where you are right now, it's not a measure of good or bad. You're good enough. You're not good enough. You know what I'm saying? You just made the progress.
You just threw down so many truth bombs there, Josh.
Bam, it's boom. Like, blow it up.
Honestly, I think I have 6 bumper stickers here that we could sell. But, and I mean that, I mean that in a good way. There's that line in that movie, Eat, Pray, Love, I think, where she goes, do you always,
love that movie.
Do you always talk in bumper sticker? I say that as a compliment because sometimes I know when I'm recording, some folks can hear me writing and I don't care because I'm taking notes because I'm like truth bomb, truth bomb, truth bomb. And then that helps me ask some of my next questions. But yeah. I love what you just said. And I'm going to pick up on some of these because those listeners that are tuning in and you want to change your life, it's not just about how much cardio you do or weight training or, you know, I need to eat this many calories. It's all of these things, if you look at it the right way, you should be looking at your life and your lifestyle. And again, do I have a job that I love? Because guess what? When you have a job that you hate and you're just shoveling in stress, that's going to affect how healthy you can be. When you don't get any sleep and you're waking up and then you're pummeling, you know, 18 espressos just to get yourself alive for the day. And then you're trying to all of a sudden, you know, train 2 hours a day because that's what you think you need. And you're just burning the candle at both ends and you're dissatisfied with everything. Those things aren't going to work. So I love that you're, everything you just said in that last answer speaks to that there's a lot of reward if you take the time to examine your life and examine your life constantly, right? So it's not self-help, you know, hocus pocus. It's not a bunch of baloney that, oh, you know, that's like hippie stuff. That's yoga stuff. We hear a lot of these comments from newbies when they're writing in and they're like, yeah, I'm not into that self-help stuff. Why wouldn't you want to help yourself? You know, let's think about that. And when you said, again, I'm looking at my notes here, you said something about shedding the snake skin. And in one of my books that I have laying out on the counter, I didn't realize this, but they said that for a snake to progress and not die, they actually have to shed their skin and that their skin gets to the point. So this is like, I'm throwing down huge metaphor bumper sticker, people. A snake has this skin that becomes stifling. It's inhibiting them. They can't move, so they have to shed their skin. And if they don't shed that skin and start fresh, and it's a painful process, it's not an enjoyable process, they will actually suffocate and die. Metaphor for life. So I just encourage all of you that are listening, don't look at fitness, health, and wellness as strictly what do I eat and what do I do in the gym. It's also starting to just take a step back, like Josh, you did with the job. You found something that lights your passion, and that's a lot of what we're going to talk about on the show is finding people and encouraging people to find their passion, because that's going to be a big part of your health. When you love what you do, you're going to have down days. It's easier to pick yourself up. And when you love what you do, you're going to sleep better. When you sleep better, what you do in the gym is going to be better. So again, great truth bombs. I just want to kind of re-summarize for everybody. Josh talked a lot about, you know, loving yourself. And that's really hard for a lot of women, myself included, and accepting where you are. I almost felt like you were talking about me, Josh, when you said you, I mean, and you could be, because, you know, for folks that are listening, I have adrenal fatigue right now, and I've had to really take a step back on my training. I can't train like I did a year ago, and it's very hard. But then, you know, like I went back to do a workout last week, and I looked at my notes from the weights I lifted on that workout a year before, and I'm like, dang, you know, instead of 12 pounds on this press or whatever, I had to do 8 and work my way up to 10. Get over it. You know, when you haven't trained for a year, you've lost some of that strength and you'll work your way back up. So start where you are. You got to love yourself. Don't get into over analysis paralysis.
I know how that feels. Oh my God.
See? Yeah. Right? So everything you said, these are just great messages for people listening to take away. Like, A, Josh has been at this forever. He still gets this. But you can get into paralysis when you keep it simple. Love yourself. Start where you are. Of course, I never keep it simple. I just talked for 5 minutes on this whole point, but
no, you're good. You're good.
Change is good. It's not just what happens to you physically in the gym. And just think about that snake shedding its skin. Sometimes it's tough along the way when you're making these changes, but if you commit to it and you've got a friend or a buddy online that can be your accountability partner, I mean, that's the good thing about social media. There's a lot that can be bad about social media with fitness, but there can be a lot of good, and that's what's been great. So Josh, I just, you know, again, I love all the truth bombs. We're going to link a lot of these up in the show. We'll make bumper stickers out of them. Yeah, it's all good. I want to dive into, you know, here's what we're going to do. This is going to be a two-part episode. We're going to wrap up part one, and I want you to give, so the first part of the show, folks, we're going to talk about kind of strictly fitness. You know, for those of you that are joining in, it's early in the year. You might be listening to this a little bit later in the year. So it's still up. It still applies. We're going to talk about fitness and some tips. We're going to wrap up part one with Josh, you telling us some of your best tips that are going to help folks that are just getting started. Then we're going to dive into part two, where we talk about your journey and your recent experience and your ongoing experience with cancer. So to end up part one, just what I said before, people, men and women that are looking and they're just getting started, you know, in January, and they don't have any clue. And I don't say that to be harsh. They don't know how much to work out. They don't know what to eat. And they think that a lot of people automatically think, I can't afford a trainer. I don't have the kind of money. It's too expensive. It's too much of an indulgence. What would be your top tips, you know, that you see work with your clients as far as getting started with something that they can sustain and build on? Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and the accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now.
I would recommend taking out a sheet of paper and putting, I think, three columns. One column would be things I've tried that hasn't worked. Another column is the things I've tried that has worked and the things that I have not tried when it comes to getting stronger, getting in shape, getting stronger, becoming in shape, getting healthier, whatever that means to you. That's, you know, that's relative from person to person. It's always different. Things I've tried that has not worked, usually things that are low effort and it takes me not that much effort to get things done, like just, you know, dieting, restricting calories, going to the gym and just doing cardio, going to the gym and just doing weights, the list goes on. The second one would be like, you know, the things that I've tried that have worked. And usually those are the things that take a lot of effort, which is actually changing one's nutritional patterns and behavior, journaling, going to see somebody who is a professional that knows what you need to be eating for that particular thing that you're trying to deal with, or if going to a psychologist to learn about different strategies of dealing with negative self-talk or healing relationships. I mean, whatever that is. And then the things that I haven't tried, that usually is a really short list because that takes a lot of imagination and people want to take the shortcut, which is, you know, okay. But if you need some inspiration of, like, you know, things to add to that list, go to Google, things people do to get stronger, things people do to get healthier, and then start just making that list out and just start trying new things. And I promise you, like, you'll get from point A to point B faster because you're trying things that are new and you're expanding your horizon, your experiences that you'd be glad to share with other people, especially when you get up on Facebook with your posts and ad, you know, you're doing yoga for the first time, but boy, you can't do a split yet, but soon you will. I mean, whatever it is, you know?
So, oh my God. Yeah. That's all. And more truth bombs, because I think you just spoke to something that is very true. I think myself included in the past, and it didn't have to just be New Year's related, right?
Absolutely not.
You know, people will decide they want to get fit or healthy, or sometimes it's predicated by, oh, I just went to the doctor and my doctor said I'm, you know, pre-diabetic or whatever this is. And then they think, you know, you mentioned shortcuts. In this country, we're very much about the fast track. And, you know, people think it's all about money. What can I buy to take a pill or give me a program that I can get all the results I want? And I don't have to, you know, I can still eat however much I want, but I can do it in 30 days instead of, like you said, and I found this approach to work for me. And I think I'm going to start blogging about this again, just saying each week, I'm going to try something new.
And then,
you know,
actually,
like,
follow through and do it and not just say it, because we have a tendency to just, you know, say these things without actually putting action behind it. And I know you're really good at putting action behind it. And it's like, I need to be doing that same stuff myself, like playing the ukulele.
I just did that this morning. I recorded some tunes. It'll be up on the show later.
Nice.
Kelly's ukulele polka. Yeah, new polka thing coming out. But, you know, that's one of the things that I think social media is great for in the health, wellness, and fitness space. Is there's so many people. That's what I love about, I'm going to brag, our Fitfluential community.
Yes.
Is people just flock to encourage newbies. There's nothing wrong with being a newbie. I'm a newbie at everything. You know, when I start yoga, I'm a newbie every day, every time I'm in a yoga class, every time I'm, and so as long as you can look at it that way, like, it's cool. I'm learning. And back to what you said, you men and women, you have to accept where you are today without judgment, and don't judge others, but most particularly don't judge yourself, because you've got to sustain this journey. And I love that approach, Josh, versus, hey, I'm going to go buy this DVD set and it's a 90-day transformation and I need to have abs like that guy in the picture or I've failed. No, you know, make one change this week. Look at your day and say, you know, look at your typical week. Do you have 5 regular sodas at lunch when you go through the fast food drive-thru? How about you say, I'm going to cut back to 4. Don't say I'm going to cut out soda, right?
Absolutely not.
Do you agree in the, like, baby steps approach?
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, the one blessing, oh, and many blessings I have with my wife. She went to school for psychology to become a substance abuse counselor. And one of the things that she always tells me, and she helps me with some of the clients that have, you know, the psychology is greater with their goals than the mechanics part. Some people, it's the mechanics than the psychology. But she always tells me, don't have them change large amounts of things in their life. Start with very, very small micro things, like what you just said. If you drink 5 sodas a day, just cut back to 4 sodas a day. Because if they love soda, why are we going to take something that they love from them? No, they're going to rebel. And they might not rebel consciously. They're going to rebel subconsciously with sabotaging themselves, which reflect back on you because you're trying to help them go from point A to point B. So it's just a different perspective. And I'm glad that, you know, she's in my life to where she can help me, slap me in the back of the head and say, no, micro, not macro.
Your wife, God bless her.
I'm telling you, for real.
You guys are so adorable. Well, I want to, okay, so let me wrap up this part one with one question. Then we're just going to move right into part two. A lot of questions that we get, and we're going to start having these Twitter chats where we address frequently asked questions. Twitter chats. And we're also going to maybe do, I think Kevin and I are looking at, like, a weekly show where we just, you know, have some of our experts on the show answer these, but also us, you know. And one of the most common questions we get from folks wanting to get fit or get healthier is they'll write in with something, or I'm sure you hear this from your clients. They'll go, Well, I'm told, you know, it's just all about low carb, right? It's all about, I'm just supposed to be gluten-free, right? So I'm just, you know, like bread's bad, right? They think they hear these things. The media can be very bad at perpetuating these myths that it's really simple. It's like all women should be having 1,200 calories. It's just 1,200 calories. You want to lose weight? 1,200 calories. Work out 6 days a week. Or the myth of, you know, yeah, it's got to be oatmeal and protein powder for breakfast and six meals a day every three hours. People, they think that. They think that it's one size fits all, and you've got to adhere very strictly. What do you say to people who think it's really either as simple as gluten-free or ketogenic or whatever? What do you say to people that think it has to be this rigid one size fits all approach to getting fit?
Oh my gosh.
I didn't mean to lay it on you that thick.
I love metaphors, and it's like, with a combination lock, there is no lock that has the same combination unless they were in a package and they all have the same combination. They were made that way. But every single lock has a different combination, because if, you know, one combination matches another combination, you could steal somebody's bike. Nah, doesn't work like that. That's not cool. So everyone has a different combination. So if you look at the combination, you know, like let's say the resistance training, strength training, flexibility training, cardiovascular training, rest and restoration or recovery, nutrition, supplementation, like all those different portion or all those different variables or combinations to a lock. And for one person, it might be, you know, everyone's different basically. And everyone's given these advice like, oh man, you got to try this thing, this supplement or this type of diet because I lost 30 pounds. Well, you might've lost 30 pounds, but were you able to quantify how much of that was muscle mass, fat, water, and sustaining that weight loss? Was it healthy weight loss? But we don't question where the sources are coming from. Just that blanket statement. So-and-so made so-and-so progress. I want to make progress too. So I'm going to risk my life and do this like low everything, low food diet. And you know what I'm saying?
So it's like, I'm on the only grass and pebble diet. I always joke with Kevin.
I breathe. That's energy, right? But I always beg my clients, especially the ones that are serious, go to your doctor, get your blood work done. And
I think
it's like a full lipid panel or whatever it is. Find out what your nutrient deficiencies are, because you might be surprised. You may be good in everything, your vitamins, minerals, all that stuff. But it's just you're low in vitamin D, or your testosterone is too low, or whatever it is. Go see your doctor, because they can see the blood, they can analyze the blood and give you 100% feedback of what things that you need to change. Cholesterol might be too high. You need to stop eating the potato chips. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever it is, but it's taking a look at the facts, what your blood says, and then go from there. And if you don't know where to go, ask somebody that has been there and done that, what source that they used. And most of the time it's a nutritionist or a dietitian, you know, somebody who actually knows, you know, when it comes to the food aspect, you know.
And I'm so glad you brought up blood work. That's actually kind of a good segue for me. I could talk to you all day, but we'll have you back on the show.
You know, I could talk all day too.
We totally could. But I think that's a good segue for us to move into part two, is that, you know, blood work, y'all that have been listening to the show, I think we have over 100 episodes live now. So it's pretty exciting. And we're just getting started. But we've had so many people on the show talk about the importance of blood work. I've been using myself as an example. And that just speaks to what Josh just shared, is, you know, fitness, health, and wellness is not just what you look like on the outside. You know, some of the most fit people have taken paths to get how they look, and they have destroyed themselves on the inside. And a lot of people will end up later in life, like I did when I finally got my blood work done, and I opened up that blood work and I was like, oh hell no. But it's all good, because then when you get blood work, and you should be getting blood work, you know, we recommend, I'm starting to this year, I'm going to get it done every quarter. And we're going to work with some really reliable companies around the country so that we can send our listeners like, hey, if you're in Nashville, here's where you go for blood work. People that are not just going to, you know, test a very limited scope of blood work. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. Again, a lot of great truth bombs. We'll summarize these in the show. But on the fitness side of things, start where you are. Love that you said that. love yourself, accept yourself where you are, take the baby steps approach, keep it sustainable, and reach out for help and ask friends, because that's, whether it's your friends on social media, you will find are there to support you, pick you up when you're down. So reach out, ask for help, ask for accountability. You'll get it. Thanks for tuning in to part one of my interview with Josh Tuning. Stay tuned for part two.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.